This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank everybody for listening today to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com. I'm very excited to introduce to you from the great state of Texas, Donald Brown. Here's Donald.
Spirit, come, Spirit, come, Spirit, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, we want to thank God for each of you today here at bpnradio.com. We want to especially give a shout out to our dear friend and Pastor Dale and his wife Jean Gentry for their graciousness in allowing us to be a part of BPN Radio and to minister to you each Sunday. We're coming into the Christmas season, and I was really concerned about how I wanted to bring the Christmas message. And I feel that because of what Jesus was born for, and that was to die, that was because of the grace of God on our lives and then his life. And then, too, it's so awesome to know that we have a God that loved each one of us so much that he chose his only son to come and to redeem us. And I believe this message today will shed a little bit more light on just how special we are in the eyes of God. I want to also thank my co-pastor and his dear wife, Barry and Laura Smith. They've been a tremendous help in the ministry. And most of all, I want to give a shout out to each of you that are listening to us each Sunday here at BPN Radio. So today we're going to talk about the good news of the grace of God. And for those of you that have your Bible, if you would open your Bibles to the book of Acts, the 20th chapter of Acts, I want to share with you a little bit of how Paul identified with God's grace. I want to direct your attention today to one verse that I'm sure most of you count dear, and to several others, it'll shed some light on it. But the verse is Acts 20 and verse 24, where Paul says that, "I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received or that was given to me from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." You see, the ministry Paul had been given by the risen Christ was to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And that is the ministry he has given to every pastor. That is the ministry he has given to you and to me, to testify to the good news of the grace of God. So therefore, let's make the grace of God in all its depth and fullness, power, and the foundation, the content, and the aim of our ministry in our cities and towns and even our state. And I say foundation because all salvation from eternity to eternity and all of our ministry depend on it absolutely. And content, because it's our witness, it's your witness, it's my witness that's woven into every message. And the aim is because God has taught us in Ephesians 1 and 6, he says that we are chosen and adapted to the praise of the glory of his grace. So, what I want to do is clarify what I mean. By the grace of God, and to encourage each of you for a lifetime of ministry in the grace of God. So I want to make one overreaching claim about the meaning of God's grace, and then point to four experiences of God's grace in Scripture where this meaning is illustrated. Very few people grasp the depth and majesty and power and preciousness of the grace of God. But I would like to help you and the rest of us see that and feel it. You see, grace is a rich word, a vast reality with many layers of meaning in the New Testament. I'm not talking about all of them. Not every time the word grace is used does it carry this meaning. But in its most foundational uses, it does. See, I'm only talking about this most foundational meaning, the one at the bottom, the deepest and the most radical meaning. You see, the overreaching claim about this meaning of grace that I want to make is this. It refers to the truth that God and God alone is the decisive cause at the bottom of our election, our new birth, our justification, and our daily life of faith and obedience. And by decisive, I mean that no human influence, no human distinctive, no human willing, no human feeling, no human acting, nothing outside God whatsoever is at the root decisive in bringing about our election or new birth or justification or daily life of faith and obedience. Whatever role we play in our salvation from eternity to eternity, it is never at the bottom decisive. Significant? Yes. Meaningful? Yes. Necessary? Yes. But decisive? Never. Only God is decisive. Now, this is what it means for God to be God. And at the bottom of our election, at the bottom of our regeneration, at the bottom of our justification, and at the bottom of our daily life of faith and obedience, the decisive cause. You see, this is the most fundamental meaning of God's grace, the decisive. In other words, the settling an issue or producing a definite result, cause of our election, our regeneration, justification, and daily life of faith and obedience, the cause that carries the day, the one that is ultimately effective. The one that cannot be thwarted is God and God alone. First, what is the bottom of our election? Well, according to Romans 11, 5 through 7, Paul says that at the present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basics of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. And what then? Well, Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened. Again, in Romans 9, 11 and 12, Paul says that though Jacob and Esau were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls. And she was told the older will serve the younger. And Paul says in 2 Timothy 1 and 9, he says, God saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Now, which I summarize it like this. Before the creation of the world, God saw us in our sin and deadness. That is, in our need for grace, and chose a people for himself so that the decisive call might be clear. Not our willing, but God's willing. As it is written in Romans 9, 15 and 16, it says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy, which means elections is by grace all the way down. Suck 'em. Now, what is at the bottom of our new birth? We were dead in our sin when God saw an election needing grace. And we were dead in sin when the wind of his spirit blew over us and made us live, or made us live in regeneration. And in Ephesians 2, 5 and 6, Paul says that even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. And by Christ you have been saved and raised us up with him, seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the question is, why did Paul break off his sentence and insert, by grace you have been saved? And he's going to say that again in verse 8. Well, the point is this. Just at this point, the deepest meaning of grace is made clear. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. And it stopped. And he inserted an explanation. By grace, you have been saved. You see, dead men coming alive is grace. And dead men do not provide the decisive cause of their life. They don't provide any cause of their life, but their existence in sin. God does. That is the meaning of grace. And third, what is at the bottom of our justification? If you, O Lord, should mark iniquity, Lord, who could stand? How shall guilty sinners stand before a holy judge? At the last day, they must be justified. They must be found to be just. To have righteousness, how will that be? And in Romans 3 and 24, Paul says that we are justified by his grace, freely through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And in Titus 3 and 7, Titus says that we are justified by his grace that we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And in Galatians 2 and 21, Paul says to the Galatians, I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. And for the Apostle Paul, there are only two ways to be justified before God, and by depending on the keeping of the whole law, that is by works, or by depending on no law keeping but on Christ, that is, by grace. In other words, whole law or no law. Here's how Paul says it in Galatians 5, 2 through 4. He says that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. And thus, you are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. So, whole law or no law, but only Christ. Works or grace. And at the bottom of our justification is total grace, and grace alone. Not one millisecond of human effort can be added to the ground of our justification. We are justified by grace in Christ. And finally, what is at the bottom of our daily life of faith and obedience? And shall we not strive to enter by the narrow gate? Shall we not pursue the holiness without which no one will see the Lord? Shall we not put to death the deeds of the body? Yes, we shall, with all our might. And when we have done all our striving, what shall we say? According to 1 Corinthians 15 and 10, Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. And on the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Philippians 2, 12 and 13, he says that work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasures. And in Colossians 1 and 29, he says, for this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. Oh, you will labor in your own towns and your own cities and your own states. Yes, you will. But just like your election and just like your new birth and just like your justification, your ministry, and every step you take in faith and obedience will be the decisive work of God's free grace. God has called you not to value your life, but for one thing, to finish your race and the ministry you receive from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of the grace of God. So, you see, this grace gives you the firmest foundation for your ministry and the best message in your towns, your cities, your states could ever hear. No one in your location will be able to say, my sins are too great and too many for me to be elect. Because human distinctives had no part in at all in the decisive cause of election. It was by grace and grace alone. No one in your town, your city, your state will be able to say, my sins are too great and too many, and my habits too deep for God to give new birth, because there are no degrees of deadness. Dead is dead. And new life is totally sovereign grace. And no one in your town, your city, your state will be able to say, I could never contribute enough to my righteousness for any judge to acquit me, because this judge will not let you contribute anything to Christ's righteousness. It is all his, and it is all grace. No one in your town, your city, or your state will be able to say, I won't be able to live the Christian life. I'm too weak and too defiled, because no one can live the Christian life. No one is the decisive cause of his own obedience. We are what we are by the grace of God. And grace alone is decisive. You see, this is your message. This is your life. To finish your course and bear witness to the gospel of the grace of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of your darling son, Jesus, bless us and protect us. Lord, smile on us and be gracious to us. Show us your favor, Father. Give us your peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
waking up to another light. No more sorrow and no more night. You're the light, let it shine now. Let it shine now. Burning bright, gives me not a shade. Got a world to illuminate. You're the light, let it shine now. Let it shine now.
You've been listening to Donald Brown today on Preaching Sunday. For more information, contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com or visit us at bpnradio.com. Sure appreciate everybody listening today. Thank you.